It's a very low barrier to get into the Gronk Squad.
That's crazy.
We've committed to do the Daily Talk Show for 10 years.
So hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Put it in the calendar.
I'd just like to check the temperature in the room.
I told you my squeegee story.
It is outrageous.
Come on, let's go.
It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 958.
Happy Fat Friday.
I am excited for Fat Fridays today. You told me yesterday that there was something to do with maple syrup.
Yeah.
But there's something even better.
I stated yesterday that for a guy that's talked more about maple syrup than anyone I've ever met, I reckon I've had maple syrup. I've had more maple syrup than you in the last month. And I haven't talked about it, but you've spoken about it that much.
What do you think's wrong with me? No, but in all seriousness.
I mean, it's we're verging on a time where, you know, like people will mention the autism thing in a lighthearted manner. That will probably be gone in the next couple of years. You cannot mention that.
I don't think you can do
it
now.
I think there still is people.
Well, being on the spectrum or whatever.
I mean, it's no joking matter for a lot of parents that have kids that are in that space, but there is a version of a spectrum is
a spectrum.
Exactly that. And, you know, and people are referring to you at one sort of part of that spectrum.
Well, and so what do you think?
When people say that to you?
No. I get like
you're on the receiving end.
Yeah.
Of it.
I don't mind it. I like being different, but I don't get why am I like this? Why am I like someone could work on something? Someone could be into cars for 20 years. Not really talk about it too much. I could learn about a new model of car, and I'll talk about it every single minute of the day. And
at some point, you're the guy that's actually never bought the car that you're talking about, which is, I think Urban Dictionary will call you a poser.
Which I've said, I think it was in the John Safran episode where I said, I am a poser. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Have I told you about the comment that we got on YouTube on the John
about
Safran?
John Safran. So John Safran is a filmmaker, comedian,
author. And so this is referring to me. So this was episode 550. If you want to go back and listen and watch, I don't know what I said, but
I just remember there was some friction. John's an old client of mine. I PT'd him for many years in another life.
Yeah.
There was some friction on that episode and it came from your side, but you were revving him up. But you and John are on the same vibe.
But so
You're on the same trip.
Well, that's what, yeah. And I was saying yesterday to someone like Ash Williams, I always would end up arguing with. Like it seems funny that we have a podcast where like you haven't really argued with anyone, but I feel like half the guests we've had on, I've ended up having arguments with.
It's an argument on your terms.
Yeah.
Like so this is probably how you could relate if you have siblings or a close friend that is shitting you and you're like, mate, drop it, please.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck it. I'll have to punch you and give you a dead leg in a second. Yeah. And that's
what I do.
Ash, after the show, that's fucking good, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
But he's like, he's also a bit annoyed at you, but he likes you. And so you love your bro, but you also want to give him an absolute corky.
Yeah. And so someone said on the John Safran episode, this just came through 2 days ago, the episode's over 400 episodes old. They said, so I'm on the right for people playing at home.
Yeah, you are.
The guy on the...
context.
Life, yeah, right leaning.
On the right, on the right of the screen. Video screen. Yeah.
The guy on the right is the most mundane hosts I've ever watched in my life. Talk about being an introvert.
Say it one more time, please.
The guy on the right is the most mundane host I've ever watched in my life. Talk about being an introvert. Is that a? What do we take from that? Defend me?
They don't get the joke.
Do I get the joke?
But they don't get the trip, probably more so not the joke because
what's
not
a trip? What do you mean by the trip?
Just like your journey as a human
and
the cool lady drinking and where you've landed in this world.
So the maple syrup thing, or the books thing. So you've become very good at just accepting me for me, don't you think? Like the, yeah, all these things.
As the business grows, mm-hmm. you know, there's more and more of us in the team.
Mm-hmm.
I can just eye roll and walk off. Yeah. And like.
But you still deal with the books.
Good luck, guys. I still deal with it, but I love you. So it's like there is a bunch, like the book shit.
Mm-hmm.
Literally the video is Josh bought all these books, messed up the fucking office, shit's everywhere. I literally mm-hmm. separated his books that he wanted to keep. I took all these shitty ones downstairs. Then I took all of the ones I separated that he wants to keep downstairs, mm-hmm. separated them. Then I sorted out your problem, which you were-
No, I appreciate it. No, I really appreciate it.
Actually, I wouldn't do it if I cared. Yeah. Like if I cared, I reckon I'd be like, C-U-N-T, mm-hmm. get yourself in mm-hmm. here. Where I'm like, I just fucking sort it.
And so, but the team were getting pissed off because of been coming into work dehydrated.
Well, I did say that you are like an older gentleman who is mm-hmm. in a nursing home that may think it's the same day every day.
Yeah.
And that you say the same thing.
Yeah.
Which is, oh, I haven't been drinking enough water. Me piss is bloody like butter. Mm-hmm. You've actually stopped that one.
Yeah.
Because it was too disgusting.
Because it's like it's really bad at the moment.
What's
it's it's thick. So anyway, I need to drink more water.
So what does that person? I mean, I've got away scot-free in that.
Mm-hmm.
In that they just haven't even known. They didn't know I was there.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, there's only one host on the right. There's no the other guy.
So, like, but the hydration. Like, so, do you think that you? So, I just externalize my inner monologue. Maybe. What do you think? I want to be like. I'm trying to work out how much of this is me, and I should just embrace me versus what are the things.
So, for instance, if you're not embracing you, what are you doing?
Yeah. Well, no. So, here's an example. My calendar. I'm like, calendar. I'm not very, like, you know, I go through times where I'm very organized. Like, I watch a lot of productivity videos, a lot, right? A lot of product. I'm not that productive, don't you think?
Because you're watching the productivity
but
videos.
But I watch, like, so many productivity videos. And so, it's not by like custard, by the way, but.
it's more like oil.
Yeah.
Olive.
the product. The productivity thing. So I did my calendar. So I said, like, on Sunday night, I was like, you know what? I'm going to be, you okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to be organized. Yeah. And so I'm going to, because I saw a screen grab actually. It was like a Valentine's Day, you know, like your phone will pick up on like photos from this time last year or whatever.
Yeah.
And I had a screen grab from my calendar from, February 14, like 2017. And it was like so organized. And in there, I even had a section in my calendar, which was organized tomorrow. So organized the next day.
Yeah.
And so I filled out my calendar on Monday, like Sunday night for Monday with all of my calendar stuff. So it's like ride my bike from this time to this time, have a shower from this time to this time, walk from this time to this time, you know, everything. Mm. It was all calendarized. And at the end of the day, at 5 o'clock, it said, organize the next day. Anyway, everyone can see each other's calendars here. And so I get in and I think like within 5 minutes, you guys will say, oh, but only a few more hours till you organize your calendar for the next day. And so I was like, yeah, you're right. I'm a fraud. I'm not, you know.
I'm a fraud and this is Custard.
Exactly. You love that. The Custard thing you like, don't you? We've got Custard. We've got something very, like, can we talk about the donut soon? Yeah. So anyway, but do you feel this when you do things? Do you feel like you're a fraud or do you feel like when you're doing things, you know?
You should notice that I don't talk about shit I'm probably not going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my self-filter.
Yeah.
Which, is it the right way? I think it for me, I hate talking about anything I'm not going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's... And I still do a bunch of stuff.
But don't you think that potentially, so the different, because I hate gunners too. I hate people that are going to do this and going to do that. I feel like I say that I'm going to do a lot of things and I do a bunch of things. I just don't do all of them.
But maybe there's so many out in the ether that everyone's just thinking, this guy hasn't, he's over there not doing anything but pissing. He's definitely not drinking water.
But do you think people are angry?
No, not at all. I think it's
about the maple syrup thing.
Oh,
do you think there's people that are triggered that it's like, you're going to spend $100 on maple syrup when you could just go to Coles and like...
No. That's a fair point.
Yeah.
You could...
Well, that's what I think, right? I'm like, I'm slightly, when I talk about these things, I'm a little bit embarrassed. I'm like, I know, like maybe it's not going to... Like there's been a bunch of things that I've been very excited about.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the 10 gigabit network. I was very excited.
Yeah, but so the... Now, I mean, all this shit doesn't really affect anyone else other than when you rob someone of their time, which they'll never get back.
But that's what we do every day.
We do. Well, there's versions of it.
That could be our new tagline for the podcast.
We'll rob you of your time.
Robbing your time 5 days a week. That's funny, actually.
But, yeah, I don't know. It's up to you. If you feel like...
do you think I should write... Like, so the thing is, I do go through moments where I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to tell anyone about this thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep this like Vermont. Like, do you think... do you like... When I talk about Vermont, some of the things that come up is like, how are you going to move to Vermont? You have a business in Melbourne. And that's my point. Like,
is that Jess?
Dream?
Is that Jess?
Yes, it was Jess.
Well, Jess hasn't heard you talk shit enough.
Yeah.
She will get that she just won't enter into it.
Yeah. But do you think
No one is moving to America anytime soon if you aren't a citizen going home.
Do you think that it's a do you think that it's a vibe killer, me talking about things like what I would be doing if I wasn't doing this? Is that a bad
attitude? Everything is about everything you talk about is what you don't have or something in the future or a life you could have.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not what optimizing the shit you got going on right now.
Yeah, sure.
No, which
sure.
I think it's a trap for everybody. I'm fucking, like this week, I've been thinking a lot about other people and what they're up to and their success. Like, go through times where it's more and a lot less and sometimes I'm just like at peace with everything.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, it is. Everything you're talking about is what you don't have or what you should get or where you could go.
And not to harp on about it, I spoke about it last year, but the chicken coop.
Yeah, but I didn't even talk about it that much. You brought that up more,
It's on par with the Carrie Bickmore thing. You mentioned it a lot off air.
I reckon I mentioned it twice.
And but what about the barbecue? So the barbecue upstairs,
great.
But the excitement you had for it is equal to the excitement I have for things.
But I reckon it's died off. No, we did one barbecue, but that's all I was.
Air fryer. I think you're going to get over the air fryer.
Yeah, but what? I mean, these things. I'm not.
But that's okay. But my point is that I feel bad when I get into things, and
but
I'm like,
"That's a total projection."
That's what I'm
from
saying.
You of like but pointing so, out something I haven't done that I said.
But so should I? No. But do you feel how I'm feeling, or no? You don't feel that.
But you haven't heard me mention the chicken coop.
Yeah, yeah, but no. But
in
do
a
you
long
feel,
time,
no,
all the, I reckon you've. I can't even remember being that pumped about the barbecue. We actually got it because you didn't want it at your house.
Yes.
And I had to come fucking get it.
No, that
it became my problem.
No, but we loved
it. I literally cleaned that thing.
We loved the barbecue.
I like having a barbecue.
But don't you think there's things where it's, don't you think it's like we get excited? Everyone does it. You get excited about something, you talk about it, then you have it. So this happens with like people that have tennis courts at their house. Like that's big money, right? But then they don't use it. Or they have a pool and it's like, and we all say, oh, if I had that, I would use it every day. Or if I had that, but clearly that's not true.
Mm.
Don't you think?
But everything has to come back to what's in this moment. What do I have right now?
Mm-hmm.
And how can I sit in that? How can I find some level of peace in the existence I have now, which can help you change or get where you want to go? Mm-hmm. So,
well, that's why the minimalism thing is interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, I still think it's relying on something which is like relying on, like, people who are flat out into minimalism, there's a lot of thought involved. A lot of thought. So there's
consciousness, maybe, but is that different? So there's thought, and then there's, so there's, we're thinking about stuff. It's like, oh, okay, I'm going to buy this thing or that thing, or, and it's a, like, so.
It's a balance, it's a balancing act, because mm-hmm. people who have just bought everything, consumerism has eaten them alive, and next minute they're just feeling like they're needing the latest something. I think Jess sneezed upstairs.
Oh my God, I thought it was a dog in the building.
But so you're giving a lot of, you're trapped in the thinking mm-hmm. or the habit of purchasing, buying, I need this, I need that, which is going to change my internal. And so I think stripping back, anytime I've ever got rid of something, mm-hmm. I'm like, I need to get rid of more. Mm-hmm. And then I'm transfixed about throwing everything out. Mm-hmm. And then I go to someone else's house, I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm doing all right.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm still thinking to myself, I want to get rid of more stuff. And then, and so it is, and so minimalism isn't the answer to your, mm-hmm. you know, your ability to sit with your own mind and be, mm-hmm. you know, very grateful. Like, there's a bunch of versions of having less and being able to see. And so, yeah, it might work for you. Mm-hmm. It might work for you.
Yeah, but I think there is definitely something in working out. So, one, like, say, talking about the maple syrup thing. So, the story I've told myself is, you know what, like, I don't need many good things in life. I don't need much. I'm not drinking anymore. Like, I did the red wine thing last year a little bit. Or, you know, like, but it's nice to have the simple, small, premium things that you can enjoy in a small.
But I don't think you get there, because this is what I don't like about productivity people on mm-hmm. YouTube. Spruiking a lifestyle, mm-hmm. spruking a feel, a vibe, mm-hmm. a destination. It's like, mm-hmm. once you've got it all dialed in, mm-hmm. you're like, no.
But don't you, but can it you doesn't. See the appeal where it's like, you know what, like I get that with the one day when I have a Traeger grill. And it's like, but I know that that's like,
it's not.
And so it's so frustrating. So, but there's a lesson there, right? Like if you keep doing the same thing, you know, it's like that's like the definition of expect a different result. It's like the definition of insanity.
Mm-mm.
I'm going fucking insane. I keep doing the same things thinking like the books. So I went through a moment where I was like, I'm going to get rid of all my books.
Oh, really? When?
This was like 4 years ago,
When, I was going to say, if it was in the last couple of weeks, you didn't act on it, bro, because they were still all downstairs. No,
so like 3 years ago when Bree and I went on our big trip for like 4 months, I was like, I'm going to get rid of all my books. And Bree's like, you don't actually have much stuff. Why don't you keep the books? And then I'm not blaming Bree. Bree just suggested that and I agreed. But then I've definitely now built out a story around the books where I'm like, oh, you know what, like, if I one day have like a cool holiday home in like some regional thing, a coastal thing, wouldn't it be cool to just have like books? Now, the thing is that like a house is expensive. So for a dream, you can't buy the house because you can't afford that.
Mm-mm.
But I can feel like I've got a house and I'm like, oh, I'm going to buy the books that will go in the house. I understand that's
living in the future, obtain a future feeling mm-hmm. in the present,
mm-hmm.
which doesn't exist because the future hasn't happened yet.
And I can always buy books anytime. And so where I've landed with
it. The past is only thought. Like all that is tangible, which thoughts are hard to conceive as something tangible, but mm-hmm. anything that's happened, everything that happened yesterday is only still thought.
What does this do to superannuation?
Now, that's real. It's there.
But if your employer is
paying.
Don't you think there's like a few, like there is a, the version of like how many people in your life are living the life that they want to right now?
I don't know.
Do you feel like you live in the moment?
I think they're two different questions. Are you living the life that you want right now, uh-huh. or do you live in the moment?
Yeah, good question. Yeah, so what living do you think the distinction?
Life, I think I'm still indoctrinated into the thinking, which a lot of us just have grown up feeling, which mm-hmm. is I'm not living the life I would want. based on thought and not having certain things or not being where I want, which are like drivers to get you
that's the to ambition move forward, thing, right?
That's ambition, mm-hmm. which I do also realize that is like a construct that is creating energy
mm.
that can make me feel pain. So when you think about how you don't fucking have a Tesla mm-hmm. or not even something
materialistic,
it could be I don't have the relationship I mm-hmm. want or the kids that I don't yet have.
Mm-hmm.
Like what that does is though that thought
mm-hmm.
creates an energy in your body. And so, and then the meaning attached to it is what it is mm-hmm. or is whatever we give it. And so there is... I'm not there, but it's like there are times when I reckon I'm so much less charged on most things
mm-hmm.
It's the result of meditation, but it's like I'm definitely just like it's not caring less. It's like
detachment
in some ways, which is like less of an energy put to it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas before, I could have ramped up some areas. Do
you
think that
maybe you felt like you were in more control? So, it's a bit of a paradox. So, it's like when you feel like you're in control, you put more energy into things because you think that you can actually change the outcome.
Mm.
So, it's like with aggression or a pushback or whatever it is. But when you discover that it's like, you know what, life's going to fucking kick you in the dick sometimes. Sometimes it's going to go your way, all of these different things. Maybe... if I can control my controllables, which is how I show up, the attitude I have, how I communicate with others, how I feel about myself, like those are the things that you can actually control.
Mm. Yeah, 100%. And yeah, the hard, yeah, because then even if you are thinking that you want something different in your life now, which can be totally reasonable,
mm-hmm.
you don't have enough money, which is causing a real issue in your relationship or just even fucking issue for you to not be able to eat when you want to, that's a real issue.
Mm-hmm.
And so, some level of attention to it is needed, but then it can vary on what the energy you create based on that attention to it. So, what does it mean? So, the story then you thread, which is thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And then fucking thinking is just happening and will even if, like you just... constantly, we're all consumed by the thoughts. Like I literally, we talked about it last week or this week. If you've been trapped in thought and then all of a sudden you're like, fuck, what was I just in? You can feel like time has just gone.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't even know where you were, but you're awake. And so that is like you stuck in the flow of thought. And so it feels like you're asleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I think about things like, okay, alternative universes or alternate universes, whatever you say. Like, sorry, Vermont, talking about Vermont for a second.
It's just in another country. Yeah, it's not another universe. Yeah,
so I think about like, oh, you know, what would it be like to live in a cabin where I'm writing or-
What are you doing though? What is that thought process evoking? It's just emotion. Yeah. It's feeling. It's not real.
But then I think about like, what about if all you guys were in Vermont too? And so the thing is that like-
We're on the Josh Jansen show.
Yeah. So think about it this way. You've got like, walking up Punt Road, all that. So like, but does like, so we're close to like the Melbourne CBD and as a guy that grew up in the suburbs, that was a big deal, right? The difference between like living out in the suburbs, working in the suburbs mm-hmm. versus being in the city. I created a story where it's like, oh no, you got to be near the city, you know? But then I'm starting to think, I'm like, okay, well, what about you throw geography out the window? What about if that, like, what does, outside of the story that I tell, what does being 2Ks from the CBD do for me, that I can't get somewhere else? And so then I think about, like, oh, what would it look like being in a cabin, but being doing video production, doing all that sort of stuff, and then but being surrounded by nature. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, all these things.
So, do you want to go? Vermont. We could do 3 months.
It looks as daggy as you are. And it would
be perfect.
I would join you for a bit. It looks.
I mean, I was even thinking, like, with the visas, we have.
Almost looks a bit European, the town.
Yeah. Like Yeah, well, the visas.
That's what happens when there's white people everywhere. That's what they do.
Well, we have, what are they called? A1 visas or whatever.
Oh, yeah, we could. Yeah, we got that for 5 years, don't
we? Yeah, so we could live there, work for a big media company in the US without leaving if we wanted to. But I understand that there's a few things, a few moving parts.
It's not.
Pregnancies, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I get it. And
it's a trap. It's a trap to think just to be, yeah. I think, yeah, how do you regulate for yourself and know that it's being counterproductive just thinking and feeling? It's like when you start thinking about what you do with the cash from you know, Tats Lotto. What you do with it?
And next minute you're feeling excited. So the thing is, that's an external. Like, so that's an external thing. But think about how many people could right now, if they wanted to, if you're listening and you could move to the place that you like, you've always said, oh, I want to live in Queensland. Yeah, I want to live here. I want to live there. Like, there's a bunch of people who have the courage to be like, I've been thinking about this long enough. I need to make this. I need to do it. And so the thing is, I don't think that like I would have moved 10 times by now if I had this obsession with Tasmania. I was like, Tassie would be like beautiful, like similar to Vermont.
You haven't done it yet. Yeah. I mean, I got the job in Shepparton. I never thought about necessarily moving, but then I'd never thought about moving to Sydney other than I fucking love it. I love going there. And you think, oh, fuck it, this would be good by the beach in Bondi. And then I know I know that feeling of changing my whole life. Mm-hmm. I had a business in Melbourne. It was only me, but it's like different career, shifting it all up and going, and like there is so much growth in that. That's, Jess lived in London for a while.
And that's exciting. I think that potentially
Georgie Boy grew up in Canberra, then he was in Byron, now he's in Melbourne. You know, he's a real jet setter. Yeah.
And so maybe the thing is, like, I just think it's a timing thing. So we've talked about the show for 10 years. Like, I think, you know, I'm 30, you're 32. Like, we are at, you're 32, yeah.
88.
33
this year. 32 right now.
Yep.
Turning 32.
Yeah, 32. Like, it's perfect. Like, you know, by the time I'm 38 or whatever, you're 40. We've done 10 years. We've had a fucking great run of it. And then we can be like, okay, let's redesign our lives again. Mm. Wouldn't it be weird having like a barbecue where you didn't have to think, I'm having to see Josh tomorrow? Like on a Sunday. Just imagine that. Just like we're playing basketball and stuff. You're like, all right, see ya. What are you up to tomorrow?
Yeah, do you think that's cool? Yeah. Yeah, it's another life. But you get versions of your own life within your life.
Yeah.
You know, sprints. Mm-hmm. Committing to something, workplaces. It feels, that's what it feels like for a lot of people.
Like, I feel like we still have a lot. So last year I felt like, oh, not long until
because of COVID. Dead.
Yeah, no, just like it, everything, right? You just
mortality
like,
came exactly. into question.
Whereas now I'm like, long time still. And so I think that's good. I think the long time still thing is good. Like,
what do you got? 30 plus? 60? 60
years?
Yeah,
extra
60
years. I was even saying, if I get an extra 30 years, live to 60, I've really done myself some damage dying at 60. In this day
absolutely.
And age.
Absolutely.
And so.
You see, my dad looks 42.
Yeah. So the thing is
69. 30,
I'd be fucking wrapped with another 30 years. And so anyway, can we talk about the donuts that are in front of
you? Yeah. Look, you will die at 59 after these. And we've just shaved a year off. But these are from Gotham Donuts. They look.
Handmade, fresh daily. Okay.
I went in the other day. I didn't buy anything.
So what are we going to do? Are you going to cut them up? Do you need a knife?
No, I'm just going to pass it over to you. Just have a bite. I'll then have a bite. You know, live on the edge.
Okay, sure.
So there's a few different flavors here. Peanut butter.
Which
and
one should
Nutella.
I start first?
There is a-
Where's the maple syrup bit?
Well, this is a pink donut, just like a Homer Simpson's vibes.
Yeah.
And then this one is called French toast, and it's got cream, cinnamon, and maple syrup.
Ooh, I don't think I've ever had French toast before.
Well, it doesn't look like this. Okay. This is donut
form. Which one should I start with?
Well, mate, you're just going to have a bite of one. We're not going to get through all of them now. Just you're going to try one, I'll try one.
Okay, the maple syrup. Okay.
The maple syrup one.
And I want you to try the strawberry one.
Okay, here you go. You go. That one.
No, that's all right.
You're best on ground for not getting things on you when it comes to eating.
The syrup is like liquidy on top. Okay, ready? Hang on.
This is good.
Ready?
Yeah.
So we'll take a bite in One, two, three.
Oh, wow. Mm. Like, it's pink flavor.
Mm.
Mm. Pink's not a flavor. It's color.
Mm.
Somehow it tastes pink.
Mm. Mm. This is good.
You like it?
I love it a lot. Mm. Cinnamon. All right, well, thanks, everyone.
I want a bite of that.
Enjoy your weekend. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one. Oh, so we'll see you Monday.
See you guys.
Bye. Cheers.